Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Wednesday podcast where we make a big deal about the small victories in our life. Positivity is such a powerful tool to create a healthier life physically, emotionally, and most importantly, spiritually. That is why every Wednesday morning you can expect to hear me, Matt, and my beautiful wife and co-host Heather talk about the wins we've had this past week. Yay!
What? I was even far away. I just burped inside my throat. Oh, and it
that is. Okay, I'm done playing with the sound pad for right now. Okay, so again, this is week 15. Not again, because you didn't hear the pre-show stuff that Heather was talking about. This is show number 15. We have gone, how many months is that? Almost 4 months.
I'm so proud of us.
Consistency. We That's still awesome. Don't have an episode in the hopper. Now, this week is a little bit different, and I'm going to take a photo because I like to record. such a bootleg setup. It's awesome. I want people to know where this will be the third week in a row we've had to do the show in a different place. Last week was the bedroom show. This week is Matt's office show. And it's midday. Mm-hmm. We have Teens in the Word tonight, so very exciting. We're actually going to have Teens in the Word at the church building. Oh, I have a win.
You go first this week. We're not doing ladies first this week. You're going first. I don't want to go first.
Why?
You go first.
I'll go second.
That's not how it works. Yes, when it I is. Say you go first, you go first.
Okay. My first win is I want to be very chivalrous and let my wife go first.
Win number one. Okay.
I have a beautiful wife and she gets to go first.
So, first win of the week is that we, all week last week, we had dance recitals, and we survived. It was a long week, and it was a great week, and they're so stinking cute to watch, and Josie was a lion, and they did Alice in Wonderland, where Josie was a flamingo and a hedgehog, and Georgia was in the tea party scene of Alice in Wonderland, and then she, in the other recital, she was Blue Macaw from Rio, and then
Rio.
They did a Paris theme, and I don't remember what movie that song is from, but yeah, so it was fun. Good week, cute shows.
Ratatouille.
Oh, that's from Ratatouille. Okay, so yeah. That was a win. We completed another year of dance.
Yep, it was good. It was a marathon. But it was really, really fun. And I got to see them dance a lot.
Yep.
So that's your one win. My win of the week is...
I have another win.
Okay, you go first.
Okay. I have been able to keep my house absolutely spotless for a week now.
Why would you need to keep your house spotless for a week now?
Am I allowed to say it?
I'll introduce that idea.
Okay.
This is a win. This is also a loss, kind of, because it's also good news and sad news. If you're friends with Heather and I on Facebook, you noticed that we will be moving here soon in the next 2 months or so. 2 to 3 months, because I have accepted a job to work with the Hilldale Church of Christ in Clarksville, Tennessee. We are very excited. We're also very sad. We're going to be leaving a lot of Christians in this area that we've grown to love and become great friends with.
Yeah.
But it just means we'll have more Christian friends in different parts of the country. So,
yep. Our family is growing.
We are very excited about that. And huge win for us. So yeah, that is our a big win for us. We will be putting our house is on the market.
I was going to say, it's been on the market for a few days.
For 5 days, and we've had 3 showings already. So if you are in the West Blockton area and want to buy a house, we have one for sale. But yeah, we that was going to be really our forever home, but God had different plans for us.
Yeah.
And we're not upset about it. We are excited about the new opportunity, and
it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it'd be fun. We may get guests to come on this podcast. There's 2 people, I'm not going to name them, that are very familiar with knowing how to podcast that are at the Hilldale congregation. So, we're excited for that. What else?
I have this thing now where I'm sniffing microphones again.
Well, whenever we move, maybe we can set up a podcast studio. That'd be nice. Yeah. And have the little arm things.
I don't want arm things.
Well, you can get them to where they're like table mounted and they're just like right there.
Oh.
Yeah. You don't have to have them like up, over, down, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that's a little much.
But you can have them to where they're a little bit better. So, yeah. Very exciting news and everything. We have lots of stuff going on in our life right now, but we're excited. Trying to live stress-free. Casting our worries on God, we'll know everything will work out. So that's what's been going on in our life for the past couple of weeks. We couldn't tell anybody yet until just now. So, yeah.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, our podcast last week with Chris McCurley on the Dear Church podcast aired. If you haven't checked it out, go check it out. You get to see Heather and I talk about kind of what we do in our team ministry, how we work together in this ministry and doing things and trying to reach lost souls and all that. So go check it out. Dear Church podcast with Chris McCurley. It was really fun to do. It was only 30 minutes. And yeah, we've gotten a lot of good feedback on it.
Oh, I have big things to talk about.
Okay, talk about them.
Matt bought the Sour Patch Oreos.
Yep,
If you missed the video, go to our Wednesday podcast Facebook group and go watch it. Josie tells us her thoughts. Georgia tells her thoughts. And we all take turns trying them. And obviously, they're not too bad because the package is empty.
Yeah.
So, they're not too bad. But they were interesting. It was like they took the soury sugar stuff and just mixed it into the icing and then put like confetti batter as the cookie.
Yeah.
And that was it.
I just didn't appreciate it. It was actually like if they took out the sour part.
Yeah.
If they were just patch kids and no sour. It would have just been
a golden Oreo.
That tasted like Fruity Pebbles.
It would have.
It was actually really good.
Yes, it totally would have tasted like Fruity Pebbles.
So, yeah, next time, Oreo, if you try that again. Didn't we talk last week about golden Oreos?
Yes.
Yeah.
Your love for golden Oreos.
If they would have just done that, that would have been pretty good. I don't know if I would have chosen them over like golden Oreos, but
I would buy Fruity Pebble Oreos.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah. Shout out Oreo. Not a sponsor yet.
Neither is Taco Bell, but I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Yeah. We may need to beef up our listenership on our podcast. So, yeah.
Yep. So, what else do we have going on lately?
I don't know. I'm posting about our recording going right now. So.
Oh, you do it after this?
Yeah, sure. What else has been going on in our life? I don't know. How's homeschool?
We've been done since like April.
There we go.
Yeah, we met our 175 days in April.
Yep.
That's the beauty of doing homeschool on Thanksgiving, on Christmas break. When everyone else is on break, we're still doing homeschool all the way up through Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Saturdays, some Sundays, we've made up days. So that's the beauty of it. We got done mid-April.
Mm.
So, yeah, now we're just kind of trying to figure out what to do to keep her brain active and do some things here and there.
Yep.
There was something else I was going to talk about. Oh, recent obsession.
Okay.
Okay. Tokyo Disney. It keeps popping up on my Instagram.
If anybody wants to take Heather to Tokyo Disney, go for it. We watched. This was so funny. This lady posted a video. And it was like, she was like, guys, Tokyo Disney's actually cheaper than going to Disney World. And
so I tried to attempt this.
Yeah. Then you look at it and she's like, this, she almost like put like in way smaller font, might be cheaper. But
she did. She put like the little stars for a disclaimer of.
Yeah, might maybe. Be cheaper. If you live in Honolulu, Hawaii, and can get a flight from this really cheapo airline, then yes, it may work. But if you're like most Americans, there's no way. She was like, it only cost us $1,800 total to do this trip.
It was like $50 for the park tickets, $120 in food. Well, I don't doubt
the park tickets.
But then she only went for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, it didn't make sense.
And but for the rest of us normal Americans who do not live in Honolulu, you're flying from like
If you lived in like San Francisco or San Diego, it's another big California airport that was had this same air whatever. That flew out of it. I think it was like San Francisco. You could fly this Zip Air.
Yeah, that was it. To
Japan. And yeah, it was not going to happen for us.
It ended up being like
$5,000.
Yeah, like $6,000. And I was like, well, I can get all four of us annual passes to Disney World for $6,000.
Yeah. But yeah, we,
But I really want to go just so I can go see the Tangled World.
Where's the Frozen World?
I think it's in Hong Kong.
Ah.
But that's Hong Kong Disney. But in Tokyo Disney Sea, they've got like the Little Mermaid World thing. They've got the Tangled World and ride. They have a Tangled ride. Disney World in Florida needs to step it up. But I did see that they're, like, doing an expansion or something.
All they have is the tower for Rapunzel.
And the bathrooms. They have bathrooms in for Rapunzel, and that's it.
Because that's the thing. Underwhelming. Of that Rapunzel.
So underwhelming.
Yeah.
Don't they know that people love her?
Yeah, they do. That's an interesting story. You think about it. There's a lot of deep thought if you put it into Rapunzel. But yeah, we, that's been, what else happened last week? I was trying to think of this. Every Sunday morning, I teach the team Bible class that we have. And we, before we start the class, actually going through Bible and everything, before we have our prayer, we talk about good things that happened this past week. Sometimes I forget, like, maybe it's because so much good stuff happens, but I try to be like very specific. I got to mow the grass thanks to a friend of ours. He let me borrow his mower, so that was awesome. Really love people that are nice and let me borrow mowers. Yeah, I was listening to a podcast yesterday. They just started naming people in their lives, and I'm like, that's kind of weird, but it's kind of funny. That's kind of weird. Yeah. So, shout out to David Harbin for letting me let me borrow his mower. I want to name him. I mean, he give him credit. It was awesome because my mower is, I think I talked about this mower on the podcast before. It is down for the count again, and I'm waiting on parts. And it's been,
I think the last time we talked about that mower, it was up and running, and you had completely rebuilt it.
Yeah,
and now it is
rebuilding it again.
Down. Again,
the actual arms that hang the mower deck have broken. So.
You know what I thought? So we had the funniest talk the other day about the things that should be on house listings.
Yeah.
And Matt had mentioned how, like, cars, when you buy cars, like from Facebook Marketplace,
daily driver.
And they'll say daily driver.
Miles going up. So we're going to say daily liver. House will be messy.
Potential for house to not be spotless. Yeah.
So we have a showing tonight during our Teens in the Word. So we just came up this afternoon and we're hanging out at the church building for the rest of the day. And girls are riding scooters around the church building and hanging out. We've been to the park. Oh, that's another win. We went to a, what do you even call that ice cream place?
The Porch.
The Porch down in Big Big's Porch down in Centerville, Alabama. Brent, Centerville, one of them. I don't actually understand the dividing lines of Brent and Centerville.
I don't either. But
it was really good. And that lady is getting slammed with work right now.
It's so cute on the inside.
It is. It felt like I was at the beach there for a second. Mm-hmm. Then I walked outside and I was like, ah, still in Centerville.
But then Georgia compares every ice cream place to Matt's ice cream shop from Gulf Shores. Yeah. Because it has your name in it.
Yeah. Matt's ice cream shop in Gulf Shores was awesome. Oh, nice. Okay, I don't have to hunch over. This is why I want the arm thing. And then we can get pop filters and everything.
Oh.
We could be fancy podcasters.
Oh. But we're not fancy.
Yeah, I know.
Kinda.
Maybe. Could be fancy.
Yeah, if my car was clean, I'd be fancy.
Yep. but we, but yeah, what ice cream did you get?
I got a strawberry, strawberry cheesecake soft serve or something. It was delicious.
What was the, what's that fancy word for ice cream?
Gelato.
Yeah. Was that strawberry gelato or was it, did she have a gelato?
Oh, maybe flavor? That's what it is. I don't know. I didn't want to ask any questions because she looked a little overwhelmed.
Yeah. They were busy. I got cookies and cream.
I didn't want to overcomplicate.
Not my favorite. Not my favorite.
Georgia also said she did not like cookies and cream.
Yeah, it's not my favorite, but it was the one. I could have gotten butter pecan. That would have been all right.
Oh, that's
but
good.
But my favorite ice cream is...
Mint chocolate chip?
Mint chocolate chip. Now, there used to be that Blue Bunny that you used to buy back in the day.
I haven't seen that stuff. I have not. It's like the layers.
It was like mint chocolate fudge, and it was...
Oh,
awesome.
I haven't seen that in years.
We had it in South Dakota. We could get, it was like fat chunk
oh,
ice
cream. Oh, yeah. What really happened good. To those?
Shout out to South Dakota. They do ice cream awesome up
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Every place had, remember what was that place called?
Putters.
No, there's Putters and Scoops. we used to call it Scudders and Poops all the time. So I was making sure we... that was a cool place. It only opened in the summertime. But no, it was the hamburger place that had the... You could get like the family-sized cheese curds, too. And they had the 23 flavors of soft serve.
Oh, I don't remember what it was called,
though. It was right in town, turned into Jimmy John's.
Yeah, I don't know what it was called.
That was good. They had a lot of places that were just soft serve. And they had...
So many flavors.
Oogles amounts of flavors.
It was cool.
Banana was my jam. I like banana. Banana smoothies. Banana milkshakes from Tiger Hut best.
Ew.
They put real banana in it. Heather no, gets peanut butter. That's disgusting. Georgia gets chocolate. That's disgusting. Way too chocolatey. But
and
she
Josie
likes it.
Is basic.
Josie gets vanilla. So, tastes really good. I mean, mine is vanilla with just a banana mashed in it.
Yeah.
Do you like bananas or smoothies? Or do you like smoothies or milkshakes better?
Milkshakes.
Also, we had acai last week.
Oh, that was a win.
Yes.
That was a big win.
We went and got City Bowls. The acai. That is a... Okay, we need to figure out how to mix it better.
You're not supposed to mix it. I think you're just supposed to shove your spoon all the way down.
That doesn't work when they give you a massive bowl.
Shove your spoon all the way down and scrape the side and pull up.
If you eat there, do you get a different type of bowl?
No, they give you the same thing no matter what.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
They had a different bowl. Like one of our bowls that we put like noodles in at our house.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool. But yeah, acai bowls are really good. We like acai bowls.
Yeah.
What else do we have to talk about? You don't have your phone, so we don't have any of our cool
ideas. Yeah, Josie's watching Paw Patrol. I forgot what all I had to talk about because she took my phone.
What do you want to do this summer?
What do I want to do this summer? Do we want to talk about that?
Besides go to Disney. We are going to the beach here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
we're taking Heather's niece. I guess she's my niece. I don't know how all that works.
She's your niece through marriage.
She is very much my niece.
So she's your niece.
we're taking her to the beach for kind of a senior gift for her. And we're going to go hang out at the beach for a few days. That'll be fun. The girls love the beach. I love the beach. Heather would rather go to Disney, but it'll be fun at St. George Island. So
yeah,
it's going to be out of the hustle and bustle of like Destin and Orange Beach and Gulf Shores. So, and we got to go to the beach not long ago for a day. This will be nice to go for like 3 days.
Yep. It'll be fun.
I'm staying. The girls are going to go down before me. I'm going to stay here and go to Bible class and teach. And then I'll drive down in the middle of the night and meet up with them.
Yep.
But it'll be good. We'll go eat some good seafood.
Yep. I'm excited. It'll be fun. The girls, Georgia already has her beach bag packed. She's like, I'm taking Barbies. Gotta take our sunglasses.
Gotta clean the car out before we go.
Yeah. I need to do that so bad.
I'm excited we're doing Teens in the Word at the church building because we can throw the Frisbee, which I hope I have here.
Josie took it.
Oh, seriously?
It's somewhere in here.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where, but
it may be over there with all that stuff.
She also went through all the pews and misplaced everybody's stuff.
Yeah. So she came in here with a granola bar just now. She wants it. She wants her granola bar.
I didn't see.
Bye-bye. Go have a good granola bar.
I want to try again.
Okay, say hello. This is live podcasting right now. Hurry, say hello.
My mom's wearing the headphones.
No, you don't need to wear the headphones.
Yes, I do.
Okay, she needs to wear the headphones. Okay. Talk to the people.
Say hello.
Hi. Now do the clap.
Oh, you gotta do the clap.
Yeah.
Oh. Yay.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye, Josie. Have a good day.
Can I listen to it?
Well, I'll let you listen to it later. Okay, shut the door, please. Thank you.
Pretend you're invisible.
Okay.
She said, pretend we're invisible.
Oh, that's funny. It's so funny. They're like so gung-ho. They're like, let me be on the podcast. And then we put them right in front of the microphone, and they're like,
They freeze.
I don't know what to say.
They get stage fright.
But yeah, we'll get to throw the Frisbee tonight. I have to get up on my Frisbee skills.
Well, I'm scared of Frisbees. I'm scared of getting hit in the face with one.
Then just catch it. You're an athlete.
I'm scared of Frisbees.
Be the athlete you are. Heather's a very athletic person. And she does. We're just like, hey, here comes a Frisbee. And she's like, ah! Oh, there's a Tupperware. I need to take that home. But yeah. I don't know. Just rambling because you don't have your production notes.
I know.
What do we do? Okay, well, maybe we'll just have a short podcast. Hey, I do want to remind people, we do have a Facebook group, like Heather was talking about, Wednesday Podcast Facebook group. Encourage your friends to listen to it and subscribe, because the whole reason to this podcast is to be positive, and to put positive stuff into our life. So yes, we may joke around on our Facebook group about we're eating gross Sour Patch Oreos or just funny stuff, or talk to each other about the wins we've had. So get this podcast out there to people so that we can bring positivity into people's lives.
Oh, I do have something to talk
yes.
about.
Hold on. Okay.
Okay.
Continue.
Packing a house.
Yes.
Is not fun.
What are some positives to packing a house?
Your house is decluttered and you get rid of things.
Yeah.
Lots of things.
Thankfully, we have a shed right mm-hmm. outside our house that we bought when we got the house. So we're mainly just packing the shed in.
And getting rid of things.
Yeah. And we have a lot of really awesome people here that are like, hey, we will let you borrow a trailer whenever you get ready to start moving. So we'll unload that shed and take it to whatever house we end up renting up in Tennessee.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got a lot going on. So, but don't worry, there will be a Wednesday podcast.
Yep. Always.
Make sure to hit the follow button on Apple Podcasts or subscribe button. I don't know what kind of button there is on Spotify or any other podcasting site.
I don't know. I don't look at those.
Heather's not a podcaster. Heather doesn't listen to podcasts.
I just don't do anything. I don't watch TV. I'm so lame.
We watched The Chosen again.
Oh, yeah, we did. That was a win.
Yeah. And we watched Dune Part 2.
Yeah, how was it? I only watched... Did I watch all of it or some of it?
I think you watched most of it. It was all right.
See, when I get irritated with shows, I stop watching.
Yeah.
Like, if something doesn't go the way I want it to, yeah. I stop. Like, love movies, if it's not going to be happy, I don't watch it.
She is into romantic comedy. Well, it's not even funny. There's funny parts to it. She's into love stories.
Funny stories. No. Funny love stories. Love. Like Leap Year.
Yeah. That wasn't, I mean, there was funniness in it. So we need to find her a funny love story to watch. Then she'll stay up for it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Or like we watched Napoleon.
Yeah.
And I like documentary movies. So, and like anything like that. Yeah. Rom-com, documentary.
Romance in there.
Yeah. But I didn't like her very much.
Okay. Yeah, she was messed up.
She was interesting. She's mean.
What else is there going on in our lives?
I don't know. I think that's all. We're not very exciting this week.
This is what happens when our producer goes down.
Well, my notes are with tiny children. So.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's going to be... We're just going to have a short episode today.
Sounds good.
We're going to be positive. Stay positive because, I mean, we could probably lengthen this podcast out if we wanted to get negative, but that's not the point of this podcast. We're going to be positive people, and we're going to focus on positive things. So check out our Facebook group. Also, check out the Ministry League. They're trying to do a lot of really cool things, and support them in any way you can. The best way you can do that is download their app and use it. In your everyday life, your family Bible time. Also, this is just really cool that Heather and I found the other day. Families of Faith is a Facebook group/website. They put out a lot of really cool material, and they don't even know who we are, but we saw it the other day, and it's really cool. A lot of stuff you could do for family Bible time or things along those lines. They have a lot of cool graphic type stuff, a lot of cool printout stuff. So check them out. I think it's Families of Faith. Yes. Check it out. They have a Facebook page and a website. So check them out too. I'll try to always just encourage you. That was sent to me by Carson Nichols. He shouted it out to me and informed me of it. So yeah. We ate really good the other day. We've eaten a lot of really good food lately, but for another day.
I was going to say, what was it? I don't even remember.
We went to the Pottery House. Pottery House is in Pigeon Forge.
Yeah.
Okay. That place is good, too, though.
That place is better.
That's funny.
Best quiche ever.
Yes. We went there twice in one time.
Yep.
Twice in one day.
Would do it all over again.
That's going to be our episode this week. Be positive. Have a great day. And smile. Be encouraging to someone today. See ya.
Bye.